Welcome back inside the barn for the Ag Market Recap of February 25th on the Colorado Ag News Network. I am Samantha Munson, and first here's a look back at the Chicago Board of Trade and the grain complex from Tuesday, courtesy of Brugler Marketing and Management LLC at BruglerMarketing.com. Corn futures closed with fractional to 1 cent gains. First notice day for March futures is Friday. The national average corn basis from Commodity View was 11.44 cents on February 25th. That was the strongest basis since November 29th and is 57.85% tighter than the same national average basis year to year. The corn 2020 crop insurance spring price is $3.90 per bushel so far. The last day for establishing that rate is Friday. An afternoon update from the Ministry of Development of Economy, Trade, and Agriculture noted record Ukrainian grain exports. So far this marketing year, the country has shipped 18.7 million metric ton of corn, and South Korea issued an international corn tender for 138,000 metric tons of optional origin. Meanwhile, soybean futures recovered 4¾ to 5¾ cents on the light turnaround Tuesday bounce. Soybean meal futures stayed at the 40 cent per ton recovery. March bean oil futures fell 26 points for the day. The national average soybean basis from Commodity View was 45.65 cents under March on February 25th. That is 45 points weaker than before Monday's sell-off, but is the second strongest basis since July 29th of 2016, where it was 35.16 cents under. Tuesday's national average soybean basis from Commodity View was 45.8% stronger than the same day last year. Accumulated soybean exports were 1,061 million bushels through February 20th, which is 58.15% of the USDA's projected marketing year's soybean exports. Accumulated shipments sit 14.98% above last year's pace, with the WASDE projecting a 4.41% year-to-year growth. Through February 20th, Brazil soybeans were 31% harvested compared to 45% at the same point last year. Elsewhere in the grains, the wheat market found support after Monday's drops, with futures posting slight turnaround Tuesday gains. The Chicago wheat futures were 0.5 to 2¾ cents higher after Tuesday's trading. HRW futures were 2¼ to 2¾ cents higher, and Minneapolis HRS wheat futures were 2 cents higher at the closing bell. Accumulated U.S. exports were up 493.8 million bushels through February 20th, which is 50.62% of the USDA's projected 1920 total. Currently, wheat exports are 9.82% ahead of last year's pace, with the USDA projecting a 6.84% year-to-year growth. NASS crop conditions from February 21st show Kansas at 311 on the Brugler 500 index. That is 5 points higher than January's condition. And in Oklahoma, winter wheat ratings were at 325 on the Brugler 500 index for Tuesday, which was an 8-point improvement over January. And Texas scored 9 points lower week to week for a February 23rd score of 303 on the Brugler 500. An update from the Ministry of Development of Economy, Trade, and Agriculture noted a record Ukraine grain exports. So far this marketing year, the country has shipped 16.4 million metric tons for wheat, and the Russian ruble is weaker. Russian FOB prices are the lowest level since the turn of the year, but still above France and U.S. HRW. Now, a recap of Tuesday's Denver cash grain bids before the break. U.S. number one hard red winter wheat, up to 12% protein, was 3 cents higher at $4.30 to $4.50, and U.S. number two yellow corn was a penny higher at $4.08. A look back at the livestock complex is just ahead. Stay tuned.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's Responsible Energy Plan at tristate.coop. That's tristate.co-op.
Moving on to the livestock side of the ag markets here inside the barn, first off a recap of Tuesday's Class 3 milk futures. February was up 2 cents at 1703, March was down 9 cents at 1653, April was down 8 cents at 1639, and May was down 12 cents at 1647. Now on to Tuesday's Livestock Complex recap at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, courtesy once again of Brugler Marketing and Management LLC at BruglerMarketing.com. Live cattle futures closed Tuesday's session with more losses. The front months were $1.57 to $2.30 lower. Feeder cattle futures came back from midday losses, but still ended the session with $2.55 to $3.47 losses. The CME feeder cattle index was $1.30 lower to $139.72 on February 24th, and today's FCE online auction will feature 755 head listed so far, with 271 steers from Texas and the remaining cattle from Kansas feedlots. Cash sales were reported at $115 in Kansas, with Nebraska dressed bids at $187. Afternoon box beef prices were mixed, with the choice select spread to $7.57. Choice boxes were 40 cents higher, but select boxes were $2.47 lower. Tuesday's slaughter estimate added 124,000 head to the week's total, 242,000, that is 12,000 head more than last week. And finally, lean hog futures ended mixed on Tuesday. April and May futures closed with gains limited to a dime, while deferred contracts added to the losses from Monday. The CME lean hog index was 4 cents higher to 55.91 on February 21st. The fresh bacon index from CME was $6.85 lower in the February 21st update at 97.55. That was the lowest since May 15th of 2015. And USDA's pork carcass cutout value was 35 cents weaker in the afternoon. Most of the primal cuts were lower, save for the picnics, which were $1.58 higher. The national average base hog price was up by 89 cents to $49.60 in the afternoon, and the USDA estimated federally inspected hog slaughter for Tuesday is at 495,000 head. That puts the week-to-date slaughter at 990,000 head, which is 11,000 head more than last week's pace. Once again, Tuesday's Ag Market Recap commentary provided courtesy of Brugler Marketing and Management, LLC at BruglerMarketing.com.